Blog Talk Radio.
PLL, baby.
Oh, these various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So, throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous.
Right at you, door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust. Only spontaneous.
All aboard the Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop to G5. Luda.
Dear Mr. President, what's happening? I'm writing because shit is still real fucked up in my neighborhood. Pretty much the same way, right around the time when you got elected. Ain't nothing changed. All the promises you made before you got elected.
Tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood. Send more troops, dear Mr. President.
Me and my homies just wonder what's going on. Holler.
Why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics, now I'm traumatized. Why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics.
Radio Nation, we've made it to this Sunday. We have made it to our special roundtable discussion, and to all of you listening from coast to coast around the world, good evening. Welcome from Chicago, or as I now call it, or as now commence, PLM Chicago. I'm LeVar Evans.
Yes, we welcome you,
as I said, to our PLM special roundtable discussion for Better 2020 Part 2. If you have been listening over the last few months, we have definitely had some great discussions and great topics that not only have affected where I live, where my wonderful panelists have lived, but where you've lived. And I've heard a lot of great comments and things coming from all of you, and we definitely will be continuing this. But, of course, I can't do this alone. Roundtables can't be done alone. And this is kind of a roundtable in which, you know, I say it's a family roundtable because tonight the entire PLO family is here with me. I am so happy. You know, when I wrote all of this up, and I've got, like, scripts among scripts. If you could see it, you wouldn't believe it. But the first person who I'm going to introduce on this roundtable, the one who everyone has been wanting to hear on this roundtable discussion, is my beautiful boss, the visionary, as I call it, of PLM Spontaneous. Of course, the female artist who has been managed by Tupac Shakur, three-time Hall of Fame inductee, numerous awards and accomplishments in the entertainment industry, including Lifetime Achievement Award. And, of course, I'm going to add it before she even says it, but she wants to thank all of her fans worldwide for doing her 2019 tour appearances, which all events out, by the way. You all showed up and showed out. And also, within the next 4 years, will be known. And I'm wondering, too, if she can get, like, even better seats at restaurants, but she's going to be known as Dr. Spontaneous with a PhD.
Yes, she is.
Doctor of Business Administration.
Yes, Dr. Spontaneous. That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
man. Down here.
Oh, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's in the house. She's in the building tonight. So, also joining us from the West Coast, because I know Spawn's on the East. She represents Philly. She represents the Philly Revolution. I represent the Midwest with Chi-Town, but on the West, of course, he's PLM fam. I don't even call him a guest by now because he is PLM fam. He has
family.
Been here. He has been
definitely
what I call
yep.
a voice of reason and of awakeness for all of us. And I know every time that I get a chance to talk to him, I learn more and more. He's an accomplished film director, manager, rap artist, and I don't know if I want to call it the scribe of Crenshaw, because I'm going to get this correct tonight. Mr. Romeo Holloway, good evening, sir.
I'm the original. It's all good. I'm the firstborn of what you see now and today. So it's the firstborn of that.
Right.
So I am the original.
Yep. The original
then,
iconic.
Yeah. Coming all the way back to DC, my fellow co-host tonight. Of course, he is one of the DJs here for PLM who will be also hosting this Tuesday. Continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. That's
that.
Yes, PLM, Washington, D.C.
Shows FX. How are you?
What is going on, sir? How you been? How's everybody tonight? What's going on tonight? How's everybody feeling? I'm good. I've been pumped and ready for this thing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, it is without, because the one thing with these shows is that a lot of things happen between the time that we plan these shows to now. And I kind of want to throw the scripts away, and I did not get a chance to talk with this with any of my wonderful friends here on the panel tonight. But, of course, here in Chicago, and one of the top stories around the nation is the death day of Chicago area rapper Juice WRLD.
For me,
I look to these guys because if you come to LeVar in terms of, like, hip-hop, I mean, even though I've heard of him, heard of his music, but I wanted to kind of, before we quickly get into things and other things that are going on with us, I wanted to kind of get you guys your opinions on what occurred today and your thoughts.
Well, for myself,
okay.
You know, this is Spawn. I actually got the message this morning, and I was shocked. And I'm like, what? What? And the only thing, you know, I heard his music. I listened to some of his music. But he was in Philly for the Made in America concert in September, not knowing,
right.
Okay.
You know, what was going to happen before the year is over. So I always tell people we make our plans for tomorrow and the day after and the year after. But none of those moments is promised to us at all. No one is not guaranteed tomorrow. This young man was actually at the airport heading either off the plane or going onto a plane or whatever the case may be. But he had a seizure right there at the airport. And now he's gone. And only 21, just turned 21 a few days ago.
That's speechless to me. Yeah, his birthday was on Monday.
And his, eventually see on his Instagram how he was so excited about his birthday, as we do in February for Aquarius. We party for the whole month. He's like, I'm going to party for the whole week. That was his last tweet.
That was his last
Instagram post. And, you know, it hurt my heart because I said, wow, you know, he just turned 21. He just became legal as an adult.
Yes.
And this happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it wasn't anything violent because, you know, mostly when you hear the stigma of us rappers in the industry or Thug Life or whatever, they're going to automatically assume it had to do with something violent. And it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't in this case. So,
and the
fans are really heartbroken because his fans is his generation. And I just been observing some of the tweets and things like that. These kids are heartbroken because he talked about suicide a lot. He talked about the real situation of things of what these kids are going through. He was going through things. And, you know, when you're battling those things, you know, you're going to speak about it. So, just the young man who's gone, and it's just, you know, here we go again. And, oh, my God, especially all these young artists. These young artists, I'm so, oh, my God. it breaks my heart. It really do.
It's one of those things where, and you just mentioned it, you know, you have a lot of the, you know, the young rappers, the young and up-and-coming rappers, you know, where they have this, platform. And like you say, they speak of suicide. They speak of taking drugs. And, you know, I often think, you know, is there a moment where they can speak of, I don't know, you know, being able to go out and maybe helping somebody or, you know, becoming something where it's not, well, we don't want to speak, you know, because a lot of times I feel like if you're talking about suicide, you're talking about things like that, you're speaking things into death, you know, and we don't want that to happen. You know, my thing is let's speak about life. Life is hard. Life is hard. Nobody said life was going to be easy. But if we can get to that point where we can have them speak on life as opposed to death, you know, and to be that young and talk about it, you know, not saying that they don't go through it because a lot of us go through dark periods. But
some people periods are darker than others. And one thing I did do, because, you know, when it comes to the hip-hop community, you know, the media gives all the information of what the bad side of what artists do, but they don't emphasize so much of the good side all the time.
The good side.
And what I
end
up doing on my social page is I put the good side of what this young man was doing, because he was going to the schools talking to the kids in his city and everything like that. You know, and of course you see all that after he passed more than what you see when he was alive.
Yeah,
and that's the sad thing about it. Yeah.
That's the thing I hate. Yeah, it's do it while they're alive and say, hey, this is the positive thing they're doing for the community or for kids or for adults. You know, but for some reason, we always, well, this is what happened. They died. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is, it's like, no, we gotta do better than that. Yeah.
Now, when Pac passed, when Nipsey passed, you know, the impact of that heartbreak, that their hearts is hurting. This is what's going on today with this young generation of this artist. I was observing that today on a lot of the social media. And these young kids, 17, 18, 19, they're hurting really. Their hearts is hurting. They really are hurting right now because he just passed. Is that serious?
And it really is. And it's just, for me, being in the world of hip-hop from, like, I wasn't in the world of hip-hop from the very beginning, but I was in the world of hip-hop when it, like, originated and it started having a train of thought. Like, hip-hop had a train of thought. So hip-hop right now, to me and myself, does not have a train of thought because it's about money. So they make money off of kids like that that's doing things like that. So they're going to be
right.
the most enlightening people in the world because they're going through something and they put money behind that. And it's like,
right.
I feel so sad about, like, the way that hip-hop is going right now because they don't show that. They don't show the real hip-hop.
Yeah.
They show the enlightenments of what's going to make the most money and what's going to make the most sales and what's going to make the most, like, posting. Like, it's just awful right now.
I agree, Romeo, because
yeah.
And it's a hustle right now. It seems like, you know, it's all about, you say, it's all about the money, because, you know, okay, he dies off, next artist. You know, it's like
yeah.
that type of situation.
Yeah.
It's a heartless
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's very heartless. It's all about profit, and that's it. And the more profit they're making is because now they're passing, so the company is going to make more money since he left today. He's gone.
And then it's like we don't hear nothing of his message. Like he had a message as a young man. Like he had a
yeah.
message. But we don't
yeah.
hear nothing of the message because it's so commercialized. Because it's like
mm-hmm.
now he can make more fans and make more music and make more money, but he is gone.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
I'm glad
and how
guys.
they known about him a lot is through SoundCloud. Just like
mm-hmm.
some of the artists was known through YouTube.
And look, my kids brought me on to him. So
right.
I didn't even know who he was. Like 3 months
right.
and 4 months ago, I didn't know who he was. My kids brought me on to, like, and then I started listening to, like, he really has a message. But his
exactly.
message is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the message is gone, and now it's on to the next rapper that has that same kind of message. It's like frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Right.
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 And that's the
right.
bad situation of it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to kind of make the same comparisons, but if you've noticed around the world, especially with, and I'm glad that you guys touched on that, because it seems that it's happening a lot more where it's happening with a younger generation of rappers. It's almost the
mm-hmm.
same as with
yeah.
for those around the world who are familiar with it, and if you're not familiar with it, with what's called the K-pop scene over in
yeah.
Japan. Three times
yeah.
in the last 90 days, they have had young actors
suicide.
Or singers
mm-hmm.
suicide.
Okay. Yeah.
Killing themselves because
yeah.
of this system that pushes out so much stuff on them and so
mm-hmm.
much stress on them. I mean, and
mm-hmm.
we don't know what happened with
mm-hmm.
Juice WRLD, and we don't know until autopsies come out, and we're not saying that it's a suicide, but just like
right.
this whole system of these younger people who are reaching this celebrity and then dying
mm-hmm.
at a young age. I have
right.
a huge with this right now because of the lifestyle and the
mm-hmm.
things that kind of happen. Where do you, I guess, kind of step in and say, hey, we got to make sure that these guys are, I mean, you can't, like, babysit them. But where can
right.
you step
no.
in and say, hey, we got to make sure that these guys are taking care of themselves or that, you know, because this is their commodity. You want a long-term commodity. You don't want
exactly.
someone to only be around for 2 years, pass away, and then you try and make money off of them. I mean, it's kind of almost ghoulish, but it's business. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, where do you kind of draw the line and who steps in to ensure that these people are mentally and physically, you know, okay?
The companies who invest in them as the CEOs, I feel they should step in, not just worrying about
yeah.
the profit they're making. Because they're going to
mm-hmm.
make profit
yeah.
either way you look at it. But they should not be so cold-hearted. They're looking at
right.
it's their problem and we can get another artist. They shouldn't think that way. If they see
right.
a problem, they should handle that problem and say, you know what, this is going to happen. Now, some things are looking a little strange to me. So we're going to – you're not doing tours. You're not doing anything. We're going to do health for at least 4 to 5 months and see what happens from that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have
okay.
to play hardball because at times they could be in denial. And they'll be,
yeah.
what
yeah.
are you talking about? I'm fine. sometimes you have to really take them and just do what needs to be done to save them in some cases. Some cases they could be saved. Some, you know, it could still be a battle as it goes along too. Because it disturbs me because there's too many young people. And like we're saying, the increase of suicide this year in the United States alone has risen. It hasn't gone down. It has increased.
Right.
That's disturbing to me. Not just in the entertainment industry, just generally. We have like 9-year-old kids committing suicide, 12-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Committing suicide, like 9 suicide, 12 suicide.
Yeah,
like,
that's mind-boggling to me. I mean, a child thinking of ending their life. These are children.
Right.
Children that have these dark thoughts. Like you said, at 9, 12, some younger.
Right.
And they're thinking, you know, I'm better off dead.
Right.
Like,
are
where
they still depressed
does...
Or bullying, maybe, in school.
And,
you know, if that's happening, I mean, I don't have kids, but if it comes to that point, my child is going out of that school. That's all to it. I don't care what school, why, because the thing of it is, otherwise, I'm going to sit there every day, and if you bully my child, we're going to have an issue. So the key of it is, I mean, I just can't, you know, because some of these kids are being killed by the bullying situation.
Right.
And they're hurting. They come home. They might not say nothing to their parents, and then they go back to school, and it's the same situation. And then you have social media. I don't know if these parents are not looking at their kids' social media. Little Johnny is up in his room, or Marianne up in her room. And you of a certain age, I'm going to monitor your stuff.
Exactly.
I want to see what's going on here.
Right.
I was going to say, Spawn, and see that right there is where the parenting come in, and we don't have that. They're not monitoring everything that's going on. Like, we come from a world where we're going to monitor our kids. Like, oh, no.
Right.
No.
Right. Exactly.
Right now, it's like it's no monitoring because it's like even with my kids. I got a son that's 21, and I got a daughter that's 20 years old. They wake up in the morning, and the first thing they do, besides brushing their teeth, they on Instagram.
Right. Right.
So if we can figure out how to monitor that, then it goes back to how we was raised.
Exactly. I agree.
Well, if you think about it, the village is gone. The village is gone.
Yeah.
You remember that old saying that it takes a village to raise a child. The village is gone. The village is gone. It's gotten to the point of, because I've heard a lot of parents, you know, say, well, nobody's going to deal with my child. Nobody's going to touch my child and this, that, and the third, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, to really raise them up the best way we can is, you know, it's in a lot of ways go back to the old school, you know, way of raising them. You know, nobody's saying, you know, spank them or nothing like that.
Right.
You know, is have somebody that you trust and say, hey, you know, they can impart some knowledge. And, you know, of course, you as a parent can definitely impart some knowledge. And, you know, and then have that group where it's like, okay, you know, bring them together to raise this young being. You know, because, again, think about it like this. And I've always looked at it. It's, okay, when you have a child, this person is going out into society.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of them, it's a representation. And they're going out there, hopefully putting their best foot forward. And the way to prepare these kids is we got to give them the tools and the resources to do it. And and me being the educator myself, you know, being in the classroom, you know, I see a lot of that where, you know, you go into a lesson and for some reason, when there's a break in the conversation, here comes the phone. You know, Instagram, Twitter, what's happening? I'm saying to myself, and a lot of times I always like to scare them and say, if you only knew who's really watching you while you're on those apps, if you only knew.
Exactly. The government is monitoring us all. Any device, any online, anything you have, they mm-hmm. are monitoring you. They
yeah.
definitely are. And if you know, that's why they can catch people more easier now. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of different
yeah.
things that you, it's up on social media and you delete it, it's still there.
Right.
The government
yeah.
can retrieve
oh, yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's why I'm just
yeah.
like, well, you know, everything I've done, you know, they can enjoy everything I've done here over there. And,
right.
You know,
right.
like,
yeah,
right.
That's
right.
crazy. Right. But it does bring me to this question, though, that I actually want to ask both of you, because I know we talked about, you know, we're talking about Instagram, Twitter, YouTube and all that. And I actually want to get your thoughts on this. Like when do you think this transition started, where it went from what we were used to, where we were actually listening to music that actually meant something, to, you know, you're being informed, to now it's about suicide, just getting money, getting guns. Like, when did you think that transition started?
I will say, in my opinion, I feel it started when the internet existed. When it began.
Okay.
Not at the very
okay.
beginning, but as
right.
it went on. Because once again, you have so many, you have millions and billions of people who are on social media. And
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of craziness that's on social media. It's a good thing, but it's a demonized thing.
It
and
is.
It can
it, is.
It can lead to people as they're following each other and don't know what they're getting themselves into. So we didn't have these issues like that before internet. We really didn't. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say none of this existed. A lot of different things existed. But now you can reach out to so many people at a very easy situation by just touching a keyboard.
Right.
And what you're doing could
right.
be something good, and it can be something bad. And
yeah.
it expands. It just expands and expands and expands. So really, in my opinion, I feel that's where it started.
Okay.
Because everyone thinks
okay.
that they're global and they never went overseas and they don't even have a passport. So how can you be global and you don't have a passport?
Tell the truth.
I'm still trying to understand that situation. Even though we got a Superman in the White House, that law didn't change. You still need a passport. So officially,
yes.
traveled
right.
overseas,
yes.
and you're global. So the internet is really
yes.
fucking people's brain cells up, where I'm just like, you're global, and you think a promoter's going to pay you this amount of money, and you've never even been overseas,
right.
and you're saying you're global.
Right, right.
Hey, Spine, look, Spine, I'm going to tell you. I know somebody personally, and they was like, niggas in Paris. Look, he put a hashtag, niggas in Paris, and that nigga was in Atlanta.
Stop. And there's no Paris in Georgia. There's no, unless he was on Paris Street, and he told the world he's in Paris.
Exactly.
See, that's the thing about the internet that makes me laugh with some people. Like, excuse me, it's fucking your brain up.
Yeah.
International.
Yeah.
And you never
yeah.
had a passport? Like,
I would have to agree. You know, because I was actually looking some things up. Because, you know, we was looking at YouTube and Instagram. And YouTube is actually 14 years old. And you got Instagram, which is about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when these things started, and I'm going to go back to your point, Spawn.
Yes.
When these things really started, you really started to see a lot of the transition. Because if you really know, like when Facebook first came out, Twitter came out not too long after that.
Mm-hmm.
And because of you have this social media sites, and you have a lot of them that start believing, like you said, start believing they're international. Just
yeah.
because they posted something on
and maybe
the
somebody
platform
from Japan followed yep. them and they feel they're international.
There you go. I'll say it like this. When you have these sites now, you can actually reach somebody anywhere in the world with just a click of a button.
Yeah.
But it does create that vision, false vision, that they're here or they're there or whatever. Because I know I saw one time on Yahoo where there was actually this woman that's out there on Instagram where she was creating these photos, well, actually cropping these photos,
right,
making it seem like she was in Italy.
See?
You know, and you have people that totally believed her, and others just saw through her bullshit. And they were like, no, I can see because your arm don't look right here and all this other, so
right,
I know you ain't there. So
right,
for a lot of them, it creates, and from what I've seen, it creates a sense of reality that they want to believe should be,
mm-hmm,
theirs.
Right.
That's what it is.
And that's the crazy,
yep,
part, because they take time to do that, mislead,
yeah,
the people. And that's,
yeah,
the thing. So all middle finger to everybody who do that bullshit. Seriously.
Yeah, right.
They need to,
right,
stop.
Right.
They need to,
right,
stop. Get a passport. And if you can't,
yeah,
get a passport, try to work on it to get one in the future, and then go wherever you need to go. Because you must,
right,
get on a plane to go over out of the country. You have to get on
there
a plane.
You go.
Maybe
there
you can get on a you can get on a ship maybe and go on a cruise, but you still need the passport,
right,
to get in Jamaica or all the islands. You have to have a passport unless it's the United,
mm-hmm,
States. So they need,
yeah,
to stop it. Because you know,
yeah,
what? Lies do catch up. And then they look like idiots. And no one's going to believe them,
right,
ever again. Just because of what they do.
Definitely
be real about
to,
it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's definitely one way toward a better 2020. But for those of you who are just tuning in,
right,
you are listening to it. See why I love this whole thing? Because I can sit back and I can let our family discussed for you pretty much the best way for 2020. But I'm LeVar. You were listening to the voices that you heard was from Spontaneous, Mr. Romeo Holloway, and DJ FX. We are here tonight with a special roundtable discussion. By the way, I didn't even mention it off the top of the show. We just started like rolling into this right away. But you can follow along with us on Twitter, hashtag Slim Roundtable. Love to hear all of you guys' thoughts on the topics tonight. I didn't even get into, like, really question number one tonight, which is, like, amazing. the breaking things that kind of happen, it begat two other things, which, you know, this could be, like, probably a weekly basis of roundtables that we could probably do on everything,
exactly,
that's going on out. When we,
yeah,
talk about a better 2020, there's different things that we are going to hopefully touch tonight. If we don't touch it,
yes,
it will be on Tuesday night. And I want to make sure,
yes,
that you guys,
yes,
are listening,
yes,
on Tuesday night as well,
yes,
as continue this discussion. And that will,
oh,
be,
yeah,
with FX over here. And where can the folks tune in on that, FX?
They can definitely tune in on bliss.fm. All right, that's bliss.fm. And we'll definitely send a link out so that way everybody can catch it. It's definitely on the flyers, so definitely keep we'll keep an eye on Twitter as well as Instagram. For the flyers, but you can definitely go to bliss.fm. Bliss.fm.
And they can download. Yeah,
and yes, and they can
download the app, the TuneIn app.
That's right. Yeah, definitely download the TuneIn app.
Before I get to the next topic,
and
I want to get and let guys,
yep,
go on to it, I just also want to mention with this, of course, everybody's web pages and Twitter pages we'll talk about throughout the evening, and we're going to have time, especially,
mm-hmm,
at the end of tonight's show, listen in its entirety to the wonderful mix that you heard at the beginning here from DJ Waheed. So stay,
yes,
tuned, listen all the way to the end of the show, because you're going to hear this in its entirety. I will play.
Yes, shout out to my DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely shout out. Definitely shout out DJ Waheed. He definitely put the stamp on this.
Waheed. He a little baby. Waheed.
Yeah, there you go.
One thing that I did want to get across tonight for all of you, because the last time we were together for this roundtable discussion, I know we talked a lot about things that were happening within the community. Of course, with the ever so not ending, unfortunately, gun violence that plagues every city, and I don't care where you're from, you know, violence plagues everyone in every neighborhood. But I guess my question for all of you tonight before, if it's one thing I wanted to get covered, especially with that. In 2020, do you see where this could maybe get better? How can we get it better? Or is it going to stay the same, or is it going to get worse? I guess and it's so interesting because we have every corner of this nation covered, from Romeo out there in the West and with you guys in the East. I wanted to get your take on that because it's going to be a two-part question. I guess that's my first question in regards to the violence that still plagues our communities even today. I mean, since we last met 3 months ago, nothing much has changed because things still happen on the news. How do you guys see this going into 2020?
Well, for myself, 2020. Well, for Philly, I can speak on a lot of what's been going on. The increase of violence has risen in Philadelphia. Not the whole city of Philly, the same exact parts of Philly, over and over and over and over again. And it's a lot of kids have been actually shot. Some have just a football game took place last month, and they found the killers. They got them, but this little boy will never be here again. And it was at a football game for kids, and here you have somebody shooting at the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't about the kids. It was about who he was targeting. They're still alive, but the little kid is dead. Well, it's been a lot of that, not just in Philly, but in Jersey, going towards New York, a lot of increase of violence. And it's like I said, when it comes to North Philly or Philly period, a lot of people will hear like a lot of violence going on, but it's only three particular sections of Philadelphia where it happens all the time. So I myself will say it all has to do with the community as well, because it's not like the cop is sitting there 24/7 to monitor the neighborhood. So it has to, you know, has to be where individuals who live in a certain neighborhood maybe can maybe, you know, but you got the guns out there. That's the thing too. So, but you still don't want to live in fear and say, well, you know, my kid is out there playing and different things, or I shouldn't have my kid out there because guess what? They might get shot, which is sad in the summertime in certain neighborhoods of Philly. Their parents are afraid to have their kids out because of the violence in a certain neighborhood. But I just say it still has to do with it. But I'm saying to myself, it's happening only in certain neighborhoods of Philly, not other neighborhoods of Philly. So what's going on here in that situation?
Right.
It's going on in those neighborhoods, and it's not happening in the other neighborhoods.
Right.
Because of the income, I don't know. You know, in a lot of cases, I just say it all has to do with the community has to be the soldiers in a lot of situations. Because guess what? It can be their kid next, or it can be their loved one next.
Right.
Romeo, what about you?
What was your question?
Well, the question was in regards to like the violence in the communities, because they continue to plague us, kind of going into, of course, the end of this year and into next year. And I was going to say, did you see it in some ways getting better, or is it staying the same or worse?
The only reason I asked again, because I wanted to get exactly what you was talking about. So, so the comment off of what Spawn was saying, like, we are not, it's not about policing people, it's about bringing up people. And it's like the youngsters are being influenced by Instagram, and they're being influenced by Facebook, and they're being influenced by Twitter. So it's a social media world. Like, when a youngster wake up in the world, they don't hear you saying, get up and go to school. They are going straight to their phone, and they watching fights. They watching things that like it's like a estrogen. Like you know like a man has estrogen and see a grown man fighting. He's like, oh shit, oh shit. But they're watching that shit every month. they're watching that shit every morning though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, mm-hmm. And we're not able to stop that.
Yeah.
So how do we stop that right there and teach people how to be people?
Right. Yeah.
Good point.
That's the main
good
thing.
Point.
Like we have
good point.
We have to teach these young people how to be people.
Mhm. That's true.
They're waking up in the morning and watching how the ignorance off of the world is every motherfucking morning. The ignorance mm-hmm. off the world, they're watching it every morning. And then we make breakfast. We got to make breakfast first.
Right.
We got to show them how to actually deal with life first, and then they can watch that. So it's up to us.
Sit them at the table. Sit them at the table.
Yeah, it's up to us.
Sit them at the table. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us. And if they can't follow that, it's up to them. But we have to mm-hmm. start and say, oh, at least we started. At least we did
right.
this. But if mm-hmm. we don't do that, then we just go about our daily life too. They go about
yeah.
their daily life. So if I wake up in the morning and I'm 43 years old. If I wake up in the morning and I just say, fuck it, I'm just going to deal with my day. And I don't deal with mm-hmm. my kids, then I'm leaving my kids to deal with their day. And their day is social media.
Right.
My day is not social media. My day is to go get some work, to go get, make sure everybody's fed, make sure everybody's good. That's how my day is because that's how I was taught. If they're
right.
not taught that, if they're not taught that,
they
then, like, why, yeah, like, why can't we say anything to them?
Well,
if I, if, hey, look, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. If I can't call my daughter in the morning and say, call me, and she call me and say, hey, Dad, I love you. But
mm-hmm.
if I call her and say, I'll call you in a minute, and then she's on social media looking at everything else before she calls me, I don't get that I love you call me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, hey, Dad, mm-hmm. I get that, hey, Dad, what's up? Like,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, just like the government and just like everybody has these whole little things about how social media is and how the world is right now, if you don't mm-hmm. govern your own people, then it's not going to be a change.
True.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like with my little homies, I govern my own little homies. Like if you tell me something, then I'm going to govern that. Like, you got to tell me
mm-hmm.
something. That shit got to be real. But if you
mm-hmm.
don't govern your own peoples, then there's no way to make a change.
Right.
Like at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. It's you know, I mean, it's always been about community. You've heard me say that many times. If your community is in disarray and if you're really not giving your community any incentive, when it comes to seeing something more positive, then you're going to have a lot of them do what they do. You know, again, just like you were saying with the ignorance that they see when they first wake up. And, you know, because as you were speaking, Romeo, I was just thinking about that, and it just came to mind, and I wanted to know, when was the last time you think you've seen somebody read a newspaper, a youngster read a newspaper? Like, when was the last time you saw that?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you straight up. I woke up yesterday in the morning. First thing I did was look at Instagram.
Right.
I'm a part of that shit too. Nigga.
Right.
I'm part of that.
Right.
I'm
right.
a part of that shit too. So how do we change?
We all are. Yeah.
Yeah. How do we
And that's definitely a good question. You know, when it comes, yeah, because that would be the thing. Like, how do we change that? What can we do? And in my classroom, what I sometimes do, and I always say it in a joking way, but I'm kind of partly serious when I say it. I always tell them, especially before the week is out, like whenever my class, because my last class is always on Thursday, and I always tell them this. I say, just take an hour out of your day during the weekend. Don't even look at your phone. Don't even look at it. If you can. And just see what's around you. Just see what's around you. Just, you know, look outside. Talk to a loved one if you can. And you know one thing I've noticed, and this actually kind of shocked me, I've actually had, like, a few students that actually do that come back, and they were like, I am addicted to my phone. They will flat out admit that. I'm addicted to my phone. I've actually given my students a project where that was like, track your usage of your phone. And, again, I've had students come back, and they were like, I spend more time on my phone than anything else. I did not realize I did that. A lot of them don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them do not know that. And so, and maybe it comes down to one of those things like, all right, let's maybe offer some more activities where it's like, you know what? Because I'm seeing a lot of commercials now where it's like, you know what? And you could probably do this. Like, you know what? We're going to have dinner time where nobody's on their phone. Like 30 minutes or to an hour, whatever. And if anybody happens to jump up and grab their phone, then that's a penalty.
Okay.
That's a penalty. Okay? Yeah. So it's something, because you know, a lot of times you have those that be on their phones, and for some reason they just feel like they're just missing out on the world. They're just missing out on the world. That's how a lot of them feel. So it's not going to be just one thing. It's not going to be just one thing.
It's like crack.
Yeah.
The internet is like crack, okay? It's addictive.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah, like that damn chicken sandwich.
No, it's fine. It is crack.
Yeah.
It's fine. It is
like that
crack.
Daggone chicken sandwich from Popeye.
It is crack. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It is crack, Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put that stuff out there, just like I said, with those chicken sandwiches that everybody was like rushing to get, where you can actually make that shit at home. It's the same exact thing, just because somebody put it out there and it's like, I'm going to get it. But it's like, it's the same chicken sandwich that they just didn't sell in the last 3 years.
Right.
They just brought it back. But you're right, Spawn. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, what I have done, when I'm going to bed, I have my phone turned off. So anyone who's reaching me is going to go straight to voicemail. I'm not going to wake up in the middle of the night and answer phone. I don't do
right.
So that's the time when the phone is like.
Hey, Spawn, thank you. I do it. Thank you. I'm learning off of you. I do the same goddamn thing.
Right.
Yes.
Just a disclaimer.
Thank you very much. I do the same thing. I do not care who's calling me.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I just put it on the charger, turn it off. It's whatever, you know, until I wake up and I'll check it then. But I won't immediately check it. Every day is different. I'm not a person that'll do the routine and say, oh, I got to check the phone right when I wake up. I might wait an hour or two. That phone is going to be off until I get to it. And then sometimes I might, let me just check it immediately. You know?
Right.
So, what's another? Yeah, and what's another idea is when you're driving, have your phone set to I'm driving, it goes to a message to anybody who's trying to reach you, where I don't even answer my phone when I'm driving. Unless I'm the passenger, then that's something different.
Right.
I kind of do it that way because it's going back new school, old school. It's like having both combinations.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
And just a disclaimer
First off, like, I think that we have to lead by example. And then for us to do the things that we're doing, we're leading by example. But we have to understand that they're going to actually make their own roles to this role. But if we don't lead by example and we're just doing our own thing, they have no idea. They don't know.
Right.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Like they have no idea. They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
Like if I wake up in the morning, I'm like, fuck that, I ain't gonna answer my phone. But I don't tell my son how I'm not answering my phone. He don't know. I'm just not answering my phone to him.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have to explain that shit. Like, it has to be an explanation. And that's why I'm glad that we have these kind of talks, because it has to be an explanation. We came from a whole different school. We came from a whole different school of this hip-hop, and then we came from a whole different school of respect.
Right.
And that's that
and
where
if
it
we
starts.
Can show,
yeah.
Yeah, if we can show these people how to respect each other, then that's why, like, I feel like even from Crenshaw, even from, like, Nipsey Hussle, from all these people, I showed that I was able to show them a certain kind of respect.
Right.
And that lives on. That lives on.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, I went to the neighborhood today. I just stopped by and said, what's up? But it's a certain kind of respect. Like, you have a, like, fun.
Yeah.
You got respect with me.
That's right. And I seen that
and
when I was over there with you, and it was that way back then.
We have a certain kind of respect, so if we can kind of start doing that, then that'll be a better 2020.
Yeah.
I hear that.
So definitely from what I gather from all of you is that a lot of the changes have to start in the home. Starts first there. But I want to kind of take it to a more wider scale here because, yes, if I get any other question out tonight, I definitely want to get because there's someone tonight who's probably sitting out there. And when we talk about trying to change our communities as a whole, there are a lot of people who I'd like to believe there who want to change it but don't know how. And so I guess my question to all of you tonight is that for those people out there who want to individually help within their community, where do they start? Because you may have someone saying that they either, A, don't want to get involved in fear of being targeted for trying to change something, or they may have, you know, that apathy in which they probably are saying, hey, even if I do something, it's not going to change. What can one do? What would be your advice to those people tonight who are wanting to see change but don't know quite frankly how they can be that catalyst for change?
Well, first they can reach my social page and Romeo's social page, okay?
Right.
How to do it. And the second thing of it is never be afraid to make a change. One person makes that change, and then it expands. Never make any situation of society be to a point where you're afraid to do something when it's making a bigger and better change for yourself and people in your community. Because someone has to start. You have to have the leaders. You have to have somebody who's going to start this.
Right.
And not where it's going to be, I'm so afraid. And because then 5-10 years down the road, now you're a wisher. One of those people who just sit in the rocking chair and say, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. I wish. And they never took the action to do it. So if they realistically don't know how to, they can reach my social page. They can reach Romeo Holloway's social page. And we can definitely give them a – we'll give them a list of step-by-step if they need to do that. Okay?
Right.
That's what needs to be done. Because I've always been a person, as a woman, I didn't have like a father in the household at all. You understand? And I came out wonderful. But it was always strong women in the household. And we were women who were like, if we have an action, we're going to make it a reality. It was never, oh, we're afraid. Oh, what about other people? Oh, never. That's not even in my DNA. So that's how it is. You have to start by believing in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, that's where it begins. Especially when you're somewhere where you just are very unhappy with. I'm blessed to be living in places where I'm happy. I made those choices to be where I live. But it disturbs me when I hear other communities is going through certain situations every day. Because that's somebody's child. That's somebody's loved one. That's somebody's wife or husband or, you know, that's somebody's person in their life that just got, that's not here no more. And that hurts my heart when I hear that, you know, every day, every week, every month. But we made those changes. Me and Romeo, we made those changes. We made those changes back in the day. So, you know. He's on the east, I'm making those changes, and he's over on the west making those changes. But we always been those type of individuals. There was no such thing as we were afraid of anything to make a change. He never had that in his mind. I never had it in my mind. Never. Since how long we known each other? A decade?
a couple of decades, goddamn.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so adapted to my age right now, you know.
I don't even want to say how old I am, but shit, it's been a couple.
You already told him.
Yeah, I know. They know it. You put it out there. It's already out there.
Hey, it's fine. I totally agree with you. And this is one of the reasons that we connected. Like, we connected because we totally agree with this type of thing. It's not just who we are. It's about what we're trying to do. Like, that's why I support you. Like, Spawn, I support you. About what you were really trying to do. You're awesome.
I love you. Thank you. And we can
change one person, then we did our job.
Exactly.
And I think we already did it. That's what I'm saying. I think we already did it. So we did our job.
Yeah, and that's the thing because. It's just that each person comes back and say thank you for what you've done, and that's the reward. That was the reward because they're younger than I am, and it's about the next generation and the next generation. And I'm going to keep on until I'm here on this planet. It has to be about that. It really do because there's a lot of lost kids. Lost minds out there, and they're looking for guidance, but they don't know where to go, or they get caught up with the wrong individuals. So I've seen an action when I was with Romeo over in his hood, you understand, and we partied, and everybody was like, Romeo. It was just amazing, you know, and he's seen what I've done on my end, same situation. So we keep, and one thing about individuals, I say, when it's long-term and you've known someone for so many years, it's because you have the same mindset. That's what it's all about. It's like being a millionaire. Exactly. Millionaires is going to be with a lot of millionaires. They might know some people who aren't millionaires, but they're going to be around a lot of millionaires. Their friends are millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about your association of people, you know, who have the same mindset that you have. That's what these long-term situations go on.
Like, I went to the neighborhood. Like, I just went over there just to go hang out a little bit. And I swear to God, you guys can quote this. A nigga told me, he was like, man, you told Nipsey Hussle that he shouldn't be out here on the street. And look, when he was on the street doing that bullshit, look what happened.
Right.
So that's how they look up to me. That's how they look up to me in my neighborhood. Like I'm a real one, bro. Like I'm a real one. Like I'm from Crenshaw District. I'm the first person that brought that shit to existence. So if you can understand it when you go ahead.
Because I was about to say, because you know I lived in Hollywood or Canyon Country or Venice Beach. So every time I'm going to go hang with Romeo, I was like, well, wait a minute. Let me ask you, do I have the right nail polish on, the right colors? You know, come on. He's like, fine, you're good. I'm like, I know I have fans with the blood. I know they all my fans, but I just want to make sure I have the right colors on that where we're going to. And Romeo was like, fine, you good, you okay. And all the time I was okay. Yeah.
Spy, you are okay.
Yeah. And I loved it. It was such, I had a good time. Oh, yeah. So,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
We have about 10 minutes left. I wanted to kind of get some things wrapped up among all of us here because, of course, this is the last time we'll be able to talk this out until 2020. For each of you, I guess I wanted to get your thoughts on this year in general, what you look forward to next year. I know what most of you want to say. But I wanted to kind of get your this year and the next year. I'm going to do this a little differently, though. I want the boss to go last because I want her words to reverberate as we head out. So I'm going to start from the West, Romeo, and then FX, and then we're going to go to our leader spot because I want her words to be the last one as we kind of head out
right
here. But then I'll start with you.
As it should be. As it should be.
All right, for sure.
Romeo, I'll start with you first on that question.
Yeah.
All right, so, like, you have to ask me the question exactly again, so what do you ask me?
I would say probably how this year looked for you and your hopes and wishes for next year, for 2020.
Like, for my year for 2020, it's like different thoughts. Because it's a lot of, like, I'm into the music and I'm into film, but really just being into music and being into my neighborhood, like, people have to understand where actually what they're doing came from. It's not like somebody woke up in the morning and they just came up with their own shit. So they got to understand where they came from. And then when you understand where it came from, then you can understand the trials and tribulations of what it took for us to be here. Like, for a Spawn, for a Romeo, for anybody else, like, Ice, for Exhibit, for, like, anybody else that we've been around, for Tupac, like, what did transpire for us to come to the point for us to be able to have a voice? So when you're actually able to have a voice, then that's where I think it should start from, being able to have a voice. And it don't matter what you say, but just being able to understand in the mirror what it is to have a voice.
All right. I would agree. Well, for me, being a DJ, being a host, being an educator, is really just continuing on. This year we've seen a lot of crazy things happen, and one thing I can honestly say is though we've seen a lot of negative things, we've seen some positives go behind it, because one thing I can honestly say, you're going to have some people that's going to continue to fight regardless of what's going to happen. So if we could take that spark and continue it on, and going back to Tupac for what he's done and what he's tried to do, and just continue that work, because again, everybody saw him, as this negative figure and all this other stuff, but it was in his music where it's like, look, this is what we need to do. He's been preaching it for years. Like, we need to come together as a country. We need to come together as a community and really do the things that we need to do, and we'll be so much better off. So in the little ways that I do, I want to continue to add value, if I can, anywhere that needs to be added value, and continue to help in any way I can, and just, just step out there and not be afraid and jump out there, do what you can, talk to somebody. And every now and then just tell them, say, hey, we care. We love you. And just, that's what we need to do more of in 2020, is we need to speak more about love than anything else. And a lot of times I always joke, but I'm serious as well. It's like just in passing, like, you just compliment, like, that's a nice shirt, or that's a nice pair of pants, or I love you, or something. Because you never know how that reverberates for somebody. We just never know. We just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, go ahead, LeVar, what you was about to say?
No, I was gonna cede the floor to you.
Okay. Thank you. And just like Romeo stated, and DJ FX, exactly, continuing on, I always say there's always going to be good and bad. there's no such thing as everything's going to be good for 2020 or any time in the future. There's always still going to be bad, and there's always going to be good. But at the end, who wins is the good. So we just have to always, for me, if I see something disturbing, I'm going to speak on it. Okay?
Right.
But there are situations where I feel people should always reach out. That's why I said reach out on my social page. You know, I have so many unique situations in my DM. It, you know, I'm like, that's another roundtable discussion of its own. But but it's just the point of, you know, with your community is very important. I feel there are people in certain neighborhoods that don't even talk to their own neighbors. And to me, that's sad. You should know your neighbors.
Yeah, wow.
You should know who the block captain is and different things like that. Watch out for one another. Just FX mentioned, compliment someone. Just say hi. You don't know how their day is. Just saying hi to someone, that's an important word. Or have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to someone because you don't know. There's a lot of people who don't even have loved ones. Their families all die, and they're the only ones, or fire occur. All these fires are occurring. You know, all these different situations are occurring. And there are people out there that's just out there by themselves. So just to do something nice to someone, that brings a strong impact to someone's life. So life is not just all about you. It's about sharing and helping people. That's what life is all about because you only have one life. It ain't no second or third or fourth. And the player haters,
that.
I have to say two middle fingers to all the player haters out there because if you're some jealous motherfucker and you hate somebody because they're successful, you know what? Get a life or sit your ass down because the thing of it is, why are you going to hate on the next person because they're doing something successful and you envy them so much? Because that means you wish you were them. That means that's what it is. You just wish you were them. So I just had to say that because we have a lot of that still going on. Since Pac, since the Nipsey situation, we still have a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to really stop because especially grown-ass people. I mean, like, come on with all that. That's just some petty stuff, really petty. But on that note, I just want to say all my fans for 2019 in the Chi-Town Windy City, thank you so much. I love y'all. All the emails I've been receiving. We're going to continue on with a part three for 2020, a roundtable discussion. We're still going to have Romeo as a guest and myself.
Yep.
Matter of fact, and for the roundtable discussions, that's the only time people are going to hear me live. I'm not going to be on my own show doing any other time unless it's the roundtable discussion for 2020.
And I appreciate being a part of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we even get out of here tonight, I want to make sure I get everybody covered before we get out of here. So, Romeo, we can follow you at Romeo Holloway. Is there anything that's going on, any products that you wish to share with us at this time?
Right now, I just signed a production deal with Glistening Productions, so I'm doing a lot of production right now with writing, and I'm doing a movie right now. But outside of that, the artists are Abstract 9000.
Nice.
And of course,
next,
you're going to be hosting continuation of this one on Tuesday night. Tell the folks once again where they can catch that.
That's right. We will be continuing this on because we still have so much to talk about. So make sure that all the fans out there, the 3 million, really more like 4 million out there, make sure y'all tune in to bliss.fm, that's BLIS.FM at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's, again, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you can also download the TuneIn app. You'll be able to check it out. Again, we are going to continue this on right there again on Bliss.fm, PLM Radio exclusive. We are continuing this on the Spontaneous Radio Show. We are continuing this on because, again, we have so much to talk about.
And what's the West Coast time?
I'm sorry, the West Coast time
is at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock West Coast time. That's PST, Pacific Standard Time. 3 o'clock PM.
Excellent.
But the boss has to make sure to get that one in. Spontaneous. That's spontaneous.
Gotta get West Coast in. You're right. West Coast got to get some love. West Coast got to get some love for sure. That's right.
Whether you follow Spontaneous and Spontaneous, we know that she is busy, and you can tell the folks, you know, you'll be on that show on Tuesday night as well, correct?
Yes, I will. Definitely, I will be live on Tuesday with my PLM family. Yes, and I am, like I said, making that a real major mission for 2020 because, I said, a lot of people have asked me, when are you going to be on the air of your own show? So it's only going to be on roundtable discussions. I will be live during those times for 2020. And, of course, you know, all what's going on here, yes, 3 or 4 more years, I will be not just Spontaneous, but I'll be Dr. Spontaneous.
There we go.
I'll have my PhD.
That's right.
So that
Dr. Spontaneous.
I've been in college for 8 years.
Yeah.
And now, I have all A's. I have a GPA score of 4.00, so it's like a real epic moment. Yeah, I'm loving it. You hear that, everybody?
Again, you can do anything in this world, and Spawn is showing everyone what you can do in this world if you just simply put your mind to it.
Definitely. We have new projects coming later in the future, too, so watch out for that as well. And definitely some major announcements coming for January, because February is going to be a serious epic moment for PLM exclusive radio. Oh my god.
That's what I was talking about. Oh my god.
Oh, yes.
You know, let's talk about a discussion for a better 2020. I think there's no better discussion than the continuance of education, because when you educate yourself, you will know a lot more and you'll make decisions and you will be awakened. So,
yes. That never stops.
I'm always a first thankful family. I call you guys because you've been on. You can pretty much just like take anything out there, and we can talk for as long as we have. And this affects everybody. You know, not just we're not here just to talk about things that we want to talk about. This affects everyone from every corner of this nation
worldwide,
around the world. We hope that at least in some ways tonight, this opened your eyes.
My heart go out to all and every person of 2019 who has their families have been affected in a situation of violence, of any shooting, of any terrorist situation, anything worldwide, not just in the USA. Definitely, my heart's in prayer is going to always be with you guys. Definitely. You know, because I know this is December, going into a new year, and usually December is a rough month for people who've been through a lot of tragedy for that whole year. So I definitely, you know, want to say, you know, please stay strong. Definitely. God got you for sure. Definitely. God is looking over you. Definitely.
Yes.
Special thanks once again to my family, my guests. Family for joining me tonight. Spontaneous, Tony Holloway, DJ FX. Up next, we will listen to DJ Waheed mix in its entirety. So I invite you to chat the next few minutes here for our roundtable discussion for this year.
And I do want
to make a special for the PLM. Y'all, my family, y'all.
Yes, and you are our family. I want to say thank you for being a part of this tonight. And a matter of fact, you're just going to be live with me for 2020 on all the roundtable discussions as well.
Yes.
So it'll be a Spontaneous and Romeo live, even if we have more guests doing all the roundtable discussions.
Oh, they're coming.
I'm putting it
out
there.
They're coming. Because believe it or not, a lot of people out there that don't know that we have a lot of guests clamoring
to get on this on this special roundtable discussion. They are clamoring. They are clamoring. So more and more people are coming. They're coming.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So I want to say Tupac, Nipsey, Two Real Kings, rest in peace. We love you. We miss you. We miss you. We miss you. We miss you. Definitely.
For sure. For sure.
Borrells, my good friend, live, learn, laugh, and love. And we thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Have a great Christmas, great holiday, and a wonderful new year. Thanks, everybody.
Love y'all. One love.
Appreciate y'all. One love. Mm-hmm. Peace. Love each other.
These various rappers are so hilarious. We'll put the mic down, but you ain't qualified to carry this. Your tracks are garbage, your bars are miscellaneous. So throwing your joint at my car was spontaneous. Oh shit, I got you feeling nervous on purpose. I love bringing that shit right at you. Door to door service. Instantaneous, you would still get your shit bust. Only spontaneous,
All aboard.
The Spontaneous Express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, the G5. Luda! Luda!
Dear Mr. President, what's happening? I'm writing because shit is still real fucked up in my neighborhood. Pretty much the same way, right around the time when you got elected. Ain't nothing changed. All the promises you made before you got elected.
Tell me what to do. These niggas acting up in the hood. Send more troops, dear Mr. President.
Me and my homies just wonder what's going on. Holla.
Why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics, now I'm traumatized. Why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics, now I'm traumatized. Simply by why should I lie when I can traumatize? Niggas fell victim to my lyrics, now I'm traumatized. Simply by spitting, I've been blessed, giving riches in the media.
Motherfucking magnet. I would never be weak. They got me sitting wondering when my life begins. These niggas cross my father, then my father cross them. Cause I roll with immortal thug niggas, and my number one plan to kill a man and grab a needle with drug niggas. Niggas don't like us because they bitches straight love us. The president showed us a meeting cause the government don't want us. This Napoleon, I get my pleasure out of sinning. Fear plus stealing shit cause I seen it at the beginning. A main nigga.
How many niggas fall in your vision? Gunning them down for every last minute that I spent in prison. We mash together, plus we get cash together. Last forever, knowing it don't last forever. It's only one way out and one way in. Motherfucker cross and get crossed out, never made men. We buy youth to loot, cock and shoot. Blow the roof off and boost like Rahman Rahu. I can't be touched cause of the weapons I clutch. And the niggas that I'm under is just too much. We made niggas.
Now you gon' have to imagine. Call me your prophet cause I'm predicting what's gon' happen. I began the paper, stacking the those who be paper snatching will emerge like crack in the 80s. Baby, maybe that's if I slip. But I became official since the start of this. Idi Amin, born July 7th of Fusid Eyes. Precious with all this gave me they hate to cherish. But still I made it, a made nigga made by the game. Made for war, my aim is simple and plain. Yeah, whether it's Kane or these tracks made for your brain, you'll forever know my name.
crispy. Shining from my wrist to my gold chain. Anywhere I go, I keep it hood. I never change. If it ain't up on my lap, got it stashed in the rain. Back, back, I'm getting bread on the rival. Private jet, anywhere I tell him, he gon' fly to. My respect, had these girls saying, daddy, I do. Anything you ask, get it cracking when I fly to. With God as my witness, right hand on the Bible in Tokyo. Honey turned it up, hottie got, so I stroke for show. Now up in Atlanta at the strip club, she thick, cuz. Took me to the spot where the crib was. Went full throttle, got cracking, I ain't bashful. From the kitchen to the countertop, in the bathroom. Flips, boat trips, most stamps on my passport. Told her, drop me off at Hartsfield, I'm international.
Nemo on the track, be out.
Will ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the streets, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Come and kill you.
There'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the streets, cause they'll never be.
Now, of course, I want peace on the streets, but realistically, painting perfect pictures ain't never worked. My misery was so deep, couldn't sleep through all my pressures. In my quest for cash, I learned fast, using violent measures, memories of adolescent years. There was unity, but after puberty, we brought war to our community. So many bodies dropping, it's gotta stop. I wanna help, but still I'm stepping, keep my weapon, must protect myself. The promise of a better tomorrow ain't never reached me, plus my teachers was too petrified in class to teach me. Sipping Thunderbird and Grape Kool-Aid, calling Earl since my stomach was empty. It seduced me to fuck the world. Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun. So why you ask me if I want peace? If you can't grant it, niggas fighting across the whole planet. So it could never be peace. Will ever be peace, or are we all just headed for doom? Still consumed by the beast, and I know there'll never be peace. That's why I keep my pistol when I walk the streets, cause there'll never be peace.
Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you.
Watch my little homies lose their childhoods to guns. Nobody cries no more, cause we all die for fun.
So you know, grind strenuous, cash out continuous. Mogul in the making, autonomous black businesses. Broken culture that we all lost niggas in. Elevated innovation over ignorance, I represent it. Suburban tenant, 5 or less percentage. Close current, but the Mac 11 muzzle vintage. Go flourish, double back and come and get your niggas. Pass the power to your people, that ain't nothing really. Faced with this decision, it's a funny feeling. Knowing when you tell the truth, they gon' come and kill you. Knowing people need some proof, we ain't got the millions. Stress the young nigga out, but I'm so resilient. The champagne, Honda Civics, they was taking pictures. Young niggas front the buildings trying to make a living. Always figured they was jealous cause we made it quicker. And never asked for no favors, nigga.
I want the world to know you won't beat us, because we're the children of those that took the worst form of slavery and brutality that ever lived, that ever existed.
pledge no allegiance. Fuck the president's speeches. What the industry, it's the pock they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals and then destroying the message. Front of the borders, if they can't destroy in the I pledge no allegiance. Fuck the president's speeches. What the industry, it's the pock they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals and then destroying the message. Front of the borders, if they can't destroy. I pledge no allegiance. Fuck the president's speeches. What the industry, it's the pock they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals and then destroying the message. Front of the borders, if they can't destroy and arrest us. Government front religious, but their heart is empty. Like a televangelist preaching out of his Bentley. Calling abortion murder in a medical building, but don't give a fuck about bombing Iraqi children. Talking like eunuchs in a fucking libretto. Look at their mansions and look at your suburban ghetto. The gulags, the new herd, where they send us to live, cause they don't give a fuck about none of our kids. That's why blacks and Latinos get the worst education, while devils run America like birth of a nation. Affirmative action ain't reverse discrimination. That shit is a pathetic excuse for reparations.
Come on, Bin Laden, blow up the project.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
Bin Laden, blow up the project.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
Rest in peace. Here's another warrior song. Rep this life to the fullest. Rest in peace.
Motherfuckers, say your prayers.
For brothers who die from black on black ground.
Rest in peace.
You ain't paying respect when you supposed to.
Rep this life to the fullest.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rock Raider.
Rest in peace.
Here's a toast to the dead. If you don't drink, smoke to the head. For the freedom fighters killed by the feds. For those who died hard in the streets, soaking in red. And died slow asleep in a dream, choking in bed. Here's a toast to the dead. For my enemies that are gone. I'm not a coward, so celebrating that would be wrong. I pray to God that your soul will come back again, so I can see you in the next life and finish it then. A toast to the dead. For criminals burning in hell. I wonder how many presidents are burning as well. Emperor's post. Senators, generals, amputees feeling lucky until they see the vegetables. A toast to the dead. For those who are forgotten, written out of history by the corrupted and rotten. Black saints whitewashed during La Reconquista. Thousands of Indios, Spaniards used to conquer the Incas. Fuck a moment of silence, I need a moment of violence. Like the 19th century Caribbean islands. Long live those who came before that paved the way for me. The warriors and scientists that came before slavery. And if that last lyric was predictable, take that clairvoyance and apply it to life in the physical. Presumptuous, half-hearted, homunculus. Self-destruction is the power without knowing what the function is.
PLM, baby.